Morning, it's Amy Goggins. We're waking up to the smell of smoke. A reminder, the bushfire season is far from over. There's now 73 bushfires now burning across the state after yesterday's hot, dry and windy weather whipped up blazes. Here in Sydney, we've sweated through the night. Rebecca Kami Takahara from Weather Bureau says the cool change took a fair while to come through.
That didn't actually reach Sydney until around 2, 3am this morning. So up until the arrival of that change, we saw most locations across Sydney still sitting in the low 30s. So, for example, at 1am, Penrith was still 32 degrees.
Well, tributes are flowing for three American firefighters killed after a large air tanker crashed in southern New South Wales, with flags to fly at half-mast across the state today. Witnesses say it was a ball of flames when it went down yesterday in the snowy Monaro region, while the US Embassy says they died helping Australia in its time of need. Well, millions of people in China are being told to stay put as authorities place a second city into lockdown over the deadly coronavirus. There have been 17 deaths from the illness, while more than 630 are infected. Here in Sydney, one person suspected of having the virus after flying into the airport with symptoms, currently in Westmead undergoing testing. And close to $500 million, that's how much we're being told has been raised for the bushfire crisis. News Corp crunching the numbers, revealing it could actually be the biggest fundraising effort to an Australian natural disaster ever. In sport, Nick Kyrgios has won through to round three of the Australian Open after a four-set win over Frenchman Gilles Simon. He powered through the first two sets 6-2, 6-4 before collapsing in the third, but managed to fight back in the fourth.
You know, I lost my way a little bit in the third set and I just put my head down. I told myself, like, just, you know, cut the ball, just get to work. And, you know, I got the break at 5-all and, you know, it was a good feeling to get through that.
Well, Ash Barty will be in third round action this morning.